The people were filled with expectation, and all were asking in their hearts whether John might be the Christ. John answered them all, saying, "I am baptizing with water, but one mightier than I is coming, and I am not worthy to loosen the thongs of his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire." After all the people had been baptized, and Jesus also had been baptized and was praying, heaven was opened and the Holy Spirit descended upon him in bodily form, like a dove, and a voice came from heaven, "You are my beloved, on you my favor rests." The good news of the gospel.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
So just a bit of a sound check. Are we okay in the sanctuary? And how about on Zoom? I see thumbs up. Great. Okay. Well, my dear brothers and sisters in Christ, today as we celebrate the feast of the baptism of the Lord, we find ourselves reflecting on a profound moment of divine revelation. In the Gospel of Luke, we just read that when Jesus was baptized, the heavens opened and the Holy Spirit descended upon him in bodily form like a dove, and a voice from heaven declared, "You are my beloved Son, on you my favor rests." In this simple yet powerful moment, we encounter a stunning revelation of who Jesus is. Another epiphany of sorts, the manifestation of Jesus' identity as the beloved Son of God. In the church's tradition, the Feast of Epiphany marks the moment when the divine nature of Jesus is revealed to the world. As you heard from Bishop Kay's homily last week, the visit of the Magi from the East, who followed a star to the newborn king, represents the first revelation of Jesus' kingship to the Gentiles, the first sign that Jesus is not only the Messiah of Israel, but also the Savior of all nations. And in a similar way, the baptism of Jesus is a manifestation or an epiphany as well. But this time, the revelation comes not through a physical sign like a star, but through the very voice of God, claiming and proclaiming Jesus as God's own beloved Son, in whom God's favor rests. In the Gospel of Luke, Jesus' baptism takes place among the crowds as John is baptizing people who are repenting of their sins. And yet, Jesus himself was sinless. But he chooses to undergo this simple, humble act of repentance. In doing so, he identifies with us in our brokenness, in our need for healing, and in our desire for transformation. Jesus aligns himself with humanity, entering into the brokenness of the world, not as a distant observer, but as an intimate companion who walks each step of the way with us. This moment of Jesus' baptism marks the beginning of Jesus' public ministry, and it is at this moment that God the Father reveals who Jesus really is, the true identity of Jesus. Jesus is not just a great teacher. He is not just a prophet or a great man of God. Those things would be and have been wonderful. But now Jesus has come among us as God's presence himself. his beloved Son. This declaration is not just for those present at the Jordan River. It's for all of us, for every generation, and for the world. In this moment, God makes it clear that Jesus is his Son, sent into the world to be God's very presence with us. Not God apart from us, not God over us, or God above us, but God right here with us in the flesh, Emmanuel. And the Spirit descending like a dove signifies that this is not just a human declaration, but a divine one. The dove is a long time symbol of peace, of God's very presence, and the anointing of God's Holy Spirit. Thus, the baptism of Jesus became an epiphany in another way. It is our first introduction and a revelation of God as the Holy Trinity. God the Father speaks. Jesus the Son is baptized, and the Holy Spirit anoints him, fills him. They are truly one, and one with us if we choose as well. Jesus' baptism reveals the heart of Jesus' mission: to bring peace, reconciliation, and salvation through his life, death, and resurrection. It is through this mission that Jesus reveals the heart of God to us, inviting us to share in his divine life. So what does all this mean for us? How does the baptism of Jesus, just as an epiphany, affect our own lives and our own faith journey? Well, first, it invites us to reflect on our own baptism. Just as the heavens were opened for Jesus, so too the heavens are open for us in baptism. In baptism, we are united with Christ our Lord, who speaks over again, saying to us, "You are my child, whom I love. On you my favor rests." We too are called into relationship with God, not because of anything we have done, but because of God's love for us. And our baptism is also an epiphany, a revelation of who we are as beloved children of God, called to share in Christ's mission of bringing peace, healing, and salvation to the world. As Jesus entered into the world to serve and to save, so we are called to enter into the world with a mission to serve, to love, to forgive, and to bring others into the knowledge of God's love. The Spirit that descended upon Jesus also descends upon us in baptism and since, empowering us to live according to God's will, just as Jesus did. Finally, the baptism of Jesus challenges us to continually listen for God's voice in our lives. It wasn't just one time at our baptism. That was the beginning of a lifelong journey to hear God's voice speaking to us each and every day through his Holy Spirit residing within us. The voice from heaven proclaimed Jesus' identity, and in our prayer and in our moments of reflection, God speaks to us too. God calls us to live as his children, to share the mission of Christ, to let light shine through us so that the world might know love and peace that Jesus came to bring. Dear friends, as we celebrate the baptism of Jesus today, right here and right now, as an epiphany, a moment when the true identity of Jesus is newly revealed to each of us in an ever-deepening way, May this feast day inspire us to live with a deeper awareness of our own identity as children of God, empowered by the Holy Spirit to fulfill the mission to which we are called. Thus, I invite all of us to pause now and to renew our baptismal promises, choosing anew to enter into the mystery of our union with our Creator, our Redeemer, and the Holy Spirit, claiming our heritage with Jesus' beloved, on whom God's favor rests. And those of you on Zoom may wish to get a small bowl of water. I'm sorry I didn't warn you in advance, but we can bless your water at home just as we bless our water here.